Welcome again here on this Wednesday evening for another edition of the Sports Zone here on Mix 94.7 KMCH. Josh Christensen and John Swisher here, wrapping up the fall season for the area teams. Right now, we have the state football semifinals happening. And then last week, it was the state volleyball tournament. We had Western Dubuque winning their opening round and then falling in the semifinals to the eventual state champion, Xavier. And as we talked about, we had three teams in the quarterfinals and all three falling. We'll talk a little bit more about that. Plus, we have college basketball coming up. So we also talked to a few local players with Northern Iowa men's basketball, Cornell men's basketball. So still a little bit to talk about as we said, we kind of wind down in the fall season, get ready for the basketball season. So, yeah, it's definitely changing. I mean, it goes by fast, as we always say, but I know that we have some interviews that we're going to get through. We're going to talk to all three head coaches, I know, as far as recapping with East Buchanan head coach Jerry Alden, North Flint football head coach Jared Collum, and Independence football head coach Justin Putz. Waiting for a few things, but we definitely have that. Just a couple scores to update you. As we said, the state semifinals for football have started at the UD Dome today with 8-player going on right now. And earlier today, Waco Wayland beat Newell Fonda 29-21. And then right now happening is you have Lennox facing St. Mary's Remsen, and you got St. Mary's winning that one 30-14. Right now, and it's kind of cool when you can see a competitive 8-man football game and not so lopsided sometimes.
Yeah,
right?
You don't always see those. Waco 12-0, they seem like the real deal. And St. Mary's Remsen and Lennox both 11-0. So we'll see who can come out of that one here tonight yet. And then coming up tomorrow, Class A and 4A. And then on Friday, 5A and 1A. Saturday, 2A and 3A. There'll be some good matchups here in the semifinals in the Uni Dome, as there always are. There'll be some lopsided games. You just never know when you get some of the best teams together who prevails more, who is better. But should be some good contests. You look at Wallert and Williamsburg. Williamsburg, can they continue to roll and dominate? That'll come up on Saturday. And what else? West Branch and Van Meter. How good are the Bears? Van Meter has been good for several years now.
And with what they're going through with head coach Butch Peterson.
Yeah.
Dealing with, I think it's a blood cancer, I believe it is.
Yeah.
And Butch is one of the greatest guys you'll ever meet. He's so great. He's so caring. And I know that I contacted him, and I know that I need to call him, because I know I wanted to see if we can meet up since I work down in that area. Mm-hmm. But going back to Wallert, it's amazing how earlier in the opener, that a low-scoring game against West Delaware, and here's a team that's all the way in the state semifinals. Kind of a team that we were thinking, maybe might be all right, but they're actually in the Uni Dome playing Williamsburg, who's been there the last few years, has had some decent teams, and Williamsburg with the number one overall seed in that one in Class 2A.
Yeah, the Golden Eagles had a couple bumps in the road there, and people thought, are they for real? And they were able to get to the semifinals with their 9-2 record. Another interesting one will be Cedar Rapids Xavier and North Scott.
Ooh.
Coming up tomorrow night in Class 4A at 7 o'clock. Other half of that bracket is Carlisle and Lewis Central. Class 3 on Saturday will be intriguing as well. ADM and Harlan at the 4 o'clock game, and then Humboldt and Mount Vernon at 7 o'clock on Saturday night. Big schools on Friday, Valley of West Des Moines and Dowling Catholic of West Des Moines squaring off at 4 o'clock Friday in Class 5A, number 6 Johnston and number 2 Southeast Polk. Semi-final football coming. Also, congratulations to the Cohawk volleyball team. We'll talk more about them. 5 coverage area girls who used to play volleyball in the area are suiting up for the Cohawks as they won the ARC regular season and the conference tournament last Saturday night at home. They are in Minnesota getting ready. Rosemont, Minnesota, getting ready for a 5:30 match time tomorrow against Wisconsin Stevens Point. Cornell is also there, as Cornell has a 3 o'clock match against Wisconsin Whitewater. So good to see some of the former players doing well at the next level in college volleyball. As Josh alluded to, we'll get some basketball players on. We'll hear some comments from Derek Krogman and the head coach of the UNI Panthers, Ben Jacobson, on Derek Krogman. And Josh caught up with Trevor Bogey, Cornell College basketball player, former North Lynn standout. That's all that come here in the it'll be a little over maybe an hour or so short. Be shortened edition here tonight and be our last one for 2 weeks, and we'll start up the winter sports season on a Wednesday night, November 30th.
And I want to say, I believe Cornell has a Starmont graduate on their volleyball team.
Check that out. We will have to check that out here before we talk about that, and we will do that here soon. As we can take a break and come back, we'll get Justin Putz on first here on the show here tonight, as we'll take a break and come back. This is the Sports Zone from KMCH Sports.
Clayton Drug in Strawberry Point, Elkader, and Sumner has disposable medication packaging with free delivery, mail-out services, and walk-in immunizations daily. They now offer integrative health consults with their board-certified pharmacist, Jen Clayton. Check out their new website for more details. Clayton Drug, a local pharmacy you can trust.
Bob Steven Motors in downtown Manchester makes buying a new or pre-owned Buick, GMC, or Chevrolet as simple as possible. From the purchase of the vehicle to financing and the routine service needed in the future, we have your back. Bob Steven Motors, your local Chevy, Buick, and GMC dealer in downtown Manchester.
Hauser's Water Systems in Manchester has been providing Eastern Iowa with industry-leading water treatment, both residential and commercial, since 1949. We'd like to wish all area athletes and coaches the best of luck this season and a sincere thank you for the support over the years.
When it comes to financial planning, most financial companies focus on your income. At Northwestern Mutual, we focus on your outcome. It takes the right financial partner who cares as much about your future as you do, building a financial plan to meet your life's priorities and helping you achieve the financial security you're after. Focus on your financial outcome with Northwestern Mutual. Contact me, Mitch Payton, or Matt Schulte today. You and Northwestern Mutual, stronger together.
Hi, this is Bill from Gateway Appliance. From laundry sets to kitchen appliances, we put the home field advantage in your home, making your athlete ready for the big game. Gateway Appliance, your exclusive KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana dealer in the Big Blue Building on West Main in Manchester.
Ted Mormon, your American Family Insurance agent in Manchester, is looking out for what matters to you, even when there's nothing wrong. Give Tad a call today for all your insurance questions.
American Family Insurance, Tad Mormon agent, 106 East Main Street in Manchester.
At Tauke Motors, we believe in a gentler, simpler way of doing business. Check out our large selection of new and pre-owned vehicles, as well as great incentives at TaukeMotors.com. If you are looking for a new pre-owned vehicle or service on your current vehicle, come to Tauke Motors, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram on 9th Street in Dyersville.
Hi, this is Rick Steer with Zero Zone in Dyersville. Zero Zone specializes in designing and building refrigeration systems for supermarkets, cold storage, pharmaceuticals, and ice rinks. Join our team today. It's one of the coolest places to work.
J&D Catering and Suites in New Vienna provides exceptional handcrafted food for any special event, creating a customized menu sure to wow your guests, including extensive specialty cupcake and cake menu. Call or check them out on Facebook. Let J&D Catering and Suites set your next special event above the rest.
Sherman's Implement wants to thank all area farmers. Stop into Sherman's Implement in Monticello and Dyersville today. They're your local Case IH, Kuhn, Krause, Bush Hog, Unver Firth, and Meyer dealer. That's Sherman's Implement in Monticello and Dyersville. Built in Red Power.
Mill Construction is a general contractor and will assist you with the construction of your livestock facility start to finish. For more information on Edgewood Feed Mill Construction, contact Steve Harris at 563-920-7835.
Nutrien Ag Solutions in Dyersville always puts their customers first, and you too can profit from their experience. Give them a call for all your professional crop and precision needs. Good luck to all area schools, athletes, and coaches. Stay safe and stay healthy.
And welcome back to the Sports Zone here on Mix 94.7 KMCH. Josh Christensen and John Swisher here as we kind of close the door on the fall season, and we talk a little bit of football as we recap the area teams that made it to the quarterfinals. It was a tough night for the area teams last Friday. Independence head coach Justin Putz joining us right now as the Mustangs fell to Humboldt 34-26. Coach, a very close game. I know that they let it, you guys were down two scores though at halftime, but What impressed you about the second half that allowed your guys to get back in it? I know that you were hoping to still maybe get that one play that you needed, but it seems like you guys made some adjustments in the second half.
Yeah, you know, I thought that we, you know, kids played hard all game long. I thought we left some plays out there, if I'm being 100% honest. You know, that game was, it's 20-18 with about 5 minutes, 4.5 minutes to go. We didn't get our two-point conversion. And then we onside kicked, and we didn't execute that very well. They scored. We came back down and scored. Gave up another one, ended up actually getting a safety, had the ball back there with 25 seconds to go. So actually really cranked up and got wild there in the final 5 minutes. But one of those deals where, you know, we fumbled a snap on our third play of a drive. We actually started the game. Similar to what they did with the deep out, 50-yard pass, a 9-yard run, second one, bad snap. And we just let the plays out there. And it's just one of those deals where our kids played hard. They put 441 yards of offense on a team that didn't give up a score until week five. And we didn't make enough plays defensively in the secondary, and honestly, our kicking game wasn't what it has been all year. But the kids played really, really hard and kind of believed in what we're trying to do all game long and put up a good fight. And quite frankly, I think a game that we very easily could have won, but and that's kind of how it goes.
Well, for you guys, how much did you look forward to? I believe this was a rematch from last year, so how much did you guys look forward to? To this, I know I'm sure you could say that, you know, both teams might be different, but what was kind of the mindset going into that that game on Friday?
Yeah, we're really excited about it. You know, you don't get a chance to do things a second time. We're mm-hmm. getting a shot at something, and obviously last year we were kind of both two different teams. They had Cade Madsen, an all-world quarterback, 4,000 total yards. We had Marcus Bates, an all-world tailback, 2,300 rush yards. And this year kind of both superstars were gone, and just did a couple of really balanced good football teams, played a good football game. And we drove 2.5 hours, which was kind of nice because it was dry. We had 2.5 hours north central and stayed out of the rain. So that was good. But our kids were excited about the rematch. And obviously, you know, when you play in the quarterfinals, to go to that Final Four, you're going to play somebody really, really good. Mm-hmm. And they're a quality football team. And I think our guys really realized how good we were and how good that, you know, they got throughout the year and then the growth. And so they were excited for the opportunity. They gave everything they had, played really well, and certainly, we're very, very proud of everything they accomplished.
Right. And, I don't want to leave anybody out, but, you know, especially what can you say about Mitchell Johnson, your quarterback? He's set all kinds of records at the school. I know that I could go through them and list them, but what can you say about overall the senior class and what Mitchell Johnson have really set for you guys with this season and the last couple of years, actually, too?
You know, this senior class is it's a special group. We had 10 kids walk on senior day, including one foreign exchange kid. So this is a group that's never really been big, but they've been, the ones that play for has been very, very productive. Mitchell Johnson, starting with him, 3-year starter on both sides of the football. And that's, think about how rare that is in 3A football. And right. We didn't really want to start him at linebacker as a sophomore because he's a quarterback, but he was that good at linebacker. Mm-hmm. And he was a second-team All-State linebacker last year, but how he's blossomed on offense as well. I mean, he threw for 1,800 yards, threw the ball down the field, but he completed 65 to 66% of his passes, 18 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. Really became a guy that makes plays for us. We also asked him to run the ball this year. And then, oh, by the way, be our number one tackler. Wow. And he stepped up and has been that way for 3 years, and he's just been a guy you can count on. Corver Hupke, another kid, all-stater last year, 3-year starter on the offensive defensive lines. And it does. We don't ask kids to play both ways as sophomores very often. Oh. Because it's really, really tough, and he did that as well as anybody we've ever had. Kobe Sebeka, another kid, 3-year starter, both sides of the ball on the O-line, D-line for us as a sophomore. So some very, very productive kids for us. Quentin Krogman, I think, is in the mix to be an all-stater for us at center, anchored us for the last 2 years. So a great group, and we're certainly going to miss them, but they're going to go down as the winningest group in Independence history in terms of 4 years. I think they went 34-7. First group to go to the playoffs all 4 years. So they're certainly a group that's really, really led us along the way, but the growth that they've had, and I would say what I'm most proud of is all those guys are self-made players. They weren't early bloomers. They weren't, you know, first-year players. They're just guys that got in the weight room, grinded, and competed for 4 years for us.
And a group that definitely left their mark on the program. They will definitely be missed, but their leadership, how much they taught these younger guys, and what great experience for the younger guys, your program, to be with them and to go through the success you've been through the last couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, they brought us along, and they've been around for the ride. And I think this year we started 6 or 7 sophomores. on one side of the ball or another, and that doesn't always happen on a quarterfinal team. And so these seniors really had to bring them along, really had to hang with them. And, you know, they led the way. But I think one of the things that when you're a good team, and a team that goes to quarterfinals multiple years and then you're competing for district titles, go to the playoffs, you know, 4 years in a row, you're always going to graduate good kids. If you don't graduate good kids, then you're not going very far. And then the real challenge becomes who's going to step up. And our seniors really stepped up. And, you know, there's no drop-off this year. And honestly, I think in all the years that I've coached, I don't think a group's come further from a week zero loss to Assumption to a quarterfinal loss at Humble. I don't think I've ever had a group make as much growth as this group did.
Well, what can you say, Coach? I know it's still many, many months away. But, you know, having just 10 seniors graduate, what excites you maybe about this youth and what you guys do bring back next year?
Yeah, I think our fresh soft group, I don't know if we've lost a game at that level the last couple of years. And we played a lot up this year. We played some freshman games. We played some fresh soft. So there's been a variety of levels. I think we're excited about the momentum the future has. But that being said, I never get too caught looking forward because kids grow. But ultimately, we feel like we got a good culture of kids working hard. We feel like we got a good blueprint for how to be successful. If our kids end up following that, we feel like we're going to be very excited. But we return a lot of guys, but I think we're going to graduate two, if not three, All-State players. So that's one of the things. The challenge is, you know, the next person to keep working hard. But I think when Mitchell Johnson replaced Logan Schmidt, people asked me the same question. I think when we lost Marcus Bailey, people asked me the same question. So I think, again, if you're not graduating good players, you're not where you want to be. Right. And so the challenge for the next players is to turn themselves into the next great Independence player.
And a busier offseason than normal, probably a little bit with the shift of the districts, getting ready for a new schedule, new district a little bit. And you'll start to dissect that and put in your request to the state, and you'll get that back and get your schedule sorted out here in the next few months. Always a interesting and time when those districts come up.
Yeah, I think things have kind of changed, at least a little bit, with the new classification. I think back in the day, my early time Independence, I'm going to tell you our district, I can tell you who it's going to be. It's going to be Independence. It's going to be DeCora. It's going to be Wheeler Shelldock. It's going to be West Delaware. And where it goes from there, I don't know. But geographically, it's always been together. Now with, you know, DeCora, Waverly potentially being 4A, it was a little more room for us to move, and schools are spread out a little bit. But we still get excited about that. And ultimately, the best path to winning playoff games and going to the Dome is winning your district. So certainly that's very, very impactful of your schedule. But also, there's pretty exciting coming out of finding out who you play. It almost revamps your offseason as you're deep into it with an extra excitement. So I think anytime that comes out, it's always kind of fun in these two-year cycles.
Absolutely. Well, Independence head football coach Justin Putz, very kind to join us all season long. Mustangs finished the year 10-2, made it to the quarterfinals. A lot of talent on that team and a lot of coming back next year. Coach, thanks again for joining us every single week, and good luck in the off season, and we'll talk to you again in a few months. I'm it's going to be back before we know it, right?
Always does. Appreciate the coverage.
You bet. Thanks, Coach.
And coming up, we got a little bit more.
We'll have Coach Jared Collum coming up next, and then Coach Jerry Alden to wrap up our football. Then we'll get into talking some basketball and volleyball in the coverage area and college teams here. All coming your way right here on the Sports Zone.
5K Sports & More is proud to support all of our local athletes, providing sporting goods items for every sport. We carry a great selection of fan wear for West Delaware and Maquoketa Valley, along with custom embroidery and screen printing. 5K Sports & More on the east end of Manchester, where there are no strangers, just friends we haven't met yet.
This is Jamie Vasky, the football voice of the West Delaware Hawks, and I've had the chance to review the Good Neighbor Society's playbook, and I gotta tell you, they are friends in your neighborhood. So if you need help getting back into the game, contact the Good Neighbor Society Rehab to Home Team.
Rocky's Auto Body RV and Repair is the place for all your auto body, RV, and collision repair work. On-site service calls, free estimates, quick access to parts, and local delivery and pickup. Give Randy a call or stop in 4 miles south of Highway 20, just off Highway 13 in Manchester.
At Corcoran Furniture in Manchester, we have Delaware County's largest made-in-Iowa Restonic Sleep Gallery and offer a large selection of Ashley furniture with free delivery and setup. Visit us on the web at CorcoranFurnitureManchester.com. Dream big with Restonic and Corcoran Furniture in Manchester.
Dr. Dan Meyer with the Animal Health Clinic in Dyersville. With over 30 years of experience in both large and small animal medicine, Dr. Borg, myself, and the staff at the Animal Health Clinic strive to treat your pet and livestock as if they were our own. Call us for an appointment or stop in the office today. Animal Health Clinic in Dyersville. Veterinary care you can trust.
And welcome back once again to the Sports Zone here on Mix 94.7 KMCH. John Swisher and Josh Christensen wrapping up our football coverage for the 2022 season. And we spoke to Independence football head coach Justin Putz. And joining us right now is North Lynn football head coach Jared Collum as the Lynx finished their season 9-2, falling to West Hancock 52-21 last week. And coach, you know, the previous two playoff games, you guys didn't have Tate Hoggenberry in at quarterback, but he comes back. But first off, what can you say about the game? I mean, West Hancock jumped out to a 3-score lead in the first half, and or a 2-score lead in the first half. What was it about West Hancock where you just couldn't really get going offensively, would you say?
I'd say West Hancock executes so well, both offensive and defensively. And one of the things that I really noticed was their speed to the ball was way faster in person than it was on film. And I think that kind of took us by surprise a little bit. They tackle really well. So plays that, you know, Cale Bridgewater, we ran a lot of bubble stuff trying to get them on the edge. Plays that he would normally, you know, get 8 or 9, he was getting 3. We ended up in a lot of 3rd and shorts, 3rd and 1, 4th and 1, where we had to make decisions. And, you know, they're so good defensively. They've got the Barnes kids going to Iowa State. And if that number 15, that Smith kid, doesn't go somewhere, D1, D2, I would be really shocked. He's only a junior. But, yeah, we cut it to 14-7 and then gave up a kick return for a touchdown, which is kind of, you know, you're like, oh, man. And then, you know, down 2 scores at 20-7 at half, and then they end up scoring right away and make it 28-7. Then we were just in scramble mode. We had some kids get dinged up throughout the games. We were playing, you know, kind of behind the eight ball. This kid's hurt. This, you know, this formation's foobar and that kind of stuff. So, you know, hats off to them, man. They're a well-oiled machine, and whoever draws them in the dome is going to have their hands full.
How much did the weather impact the game Friday night, Jared?
0.
Not at all.
Didn't rain a drop. Nope.
Wow.
It was beautiful. Brit, Iowa. God's country, Swish.
We are. Everything's God's country. Talk about this group. You talked about overcoming some adversity the first 2 weeks of the playoffs and going out. You knew you had your hands full with West Hancock, defending champions, number one team. You told me last week you're just going to go out there and play your game and hope it's good enough. Unfortunately, it wasn't, but I know you and Coach Van Etten, Coach Nielsen are all proud of this team and what they battled through, especially the last couple of weeks, and how good. How far they came since that opening night loss way back in the beginning of the season.
Yeah, they came back. They won 9 in a row. They won 2 playoff games without Tate Hoggenberry. I told them even before we played Britt that week how proud of I was of those guys. They really showed a lot of heart. We won 2 playoff games with 2 different quarterbacks. I don't know how many teams can chalk that up, but that's a feather in our cap and their cap, and they adjusted well. And then, you know, you take back, and, you know, he hadn't played for 2 weeks. He practiced for 4 days. You know, maybe he wasn't as sharp, but, he battled out there, and he played pretty well. But, like I said, hats off to West Hancock. But, yeah, this senior class, I think I had, it was 18-3 over the last 2 years with losses to Albernette, Wapsie, and West Hancock. So, you know. They had a pretty good varsity end of their career. You know, just real proud of those guys.
What can you say, Jared, about, as we said, Tate missed the first 2 playoff games, and he comes back. I mean, how did you feel he was able to basically kind of get back in game mode after missing a couple of games like he did earlier?
He's a gamer. He's an athlete. He's been in those types of situations. You know, he played the state championship in basketball and won it. You know, he's just, he's a competitive kid. And it wasn't anything he did wrong. It was more what Wes Hancock did to us and stuff that we tried to do. They took away what we wanted to do, which is what good defenses do. But, yeah, he came back, and, you know, I thought he played pretty well. We put him in a situation, you know, it's win or go home, so we put him on the edge against the number one team in the state, right up on the line of scrimmage. And he, you know, he played his tail off.
Yeah. Yeah, and Coach, you know, we've seen the success that a lot of sports have had at Northland the last few years, both on men's boys and girls basketball and softball and baseball. Now with football, with what you guys have done the last couple of years, making back-to-back quarterfinals appearances, how important is it that, you know, you guys are kind of joining the discussion now with Northland Athletics, that what you guys have been able to do the last couple of years now?
Yeah, it's just the competitive nature of our kids. And, you know, we have a group of head coaches. We have a group of head coaches that work really well together. I don't think many schools have what we have as far as head coaches. You know, Griff, me, Helmer, even, you know, Coach Wheatley, you know, we all just get together, you know, work together so well and compliment each other. Nobody's trying to undercut anybody else. We're always, you know, looking out for the other sports and doing what's best for the kids. But, I think that's a big, really big part of it.
And what can you say about, you know, what's, what you're, every team loses players, but can you talk more about, you know, what you see? I know it's a little early, but are you feeling that, you know, you're really going to have to look at that next group, or do you feel like you have pieces that you can build around for next year? What can you say about the guys that are the senior class, what they have done, and the next guys that have to step in now?
You bring back a couple of really good linemen, all district linemen. You bring back Mason Beshin. You bring back some really good receivers. It's kind of we're in that area where it's kind of reload, not rebuild. Which is what, you know, I've been working for 16 years now. But, you know, it's just one of those things where you get back in the weight room, you encourage kids to play other sports. We got a bunch of our kids out for wrestling. We got a ton of them out for basketball. I can count on one hand how many kids aren't playing a winter sport. The majority of them will be out for track. A lot of them play baseball for Griff. You know, we just encourage them to be active. And the ones that don't, you know, they usually end up working their tail off in the off season in the weight room anyway. They're just, you know, just not, basketball might not be the thing, or wrestling might not be the thing. So, it's just one of those deals where hopefully we're reloading next year. You kind of build around, you know, what you have coming back, which is a couple really good linemen and Mason Beshin. You know, we'll have to decide who's going to play quarterback. It'll be up between Mason and Jake Van Etten. But, you know, maybe we'll have some packages where both of them, you know, we get Mason back in a wildcat type of situation. I mean, both of them have proven that they can play quarterback on the big stage.
I was going to say, with Mason having to play quarterback the first two playoff games, did that kind of give you an idea that maybe, you know, you could put him at quarterback next year? Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I think, you know, we can play Mason at quarterback if we had to. And then Jake Van Etten can play quarterback. I think it's going to be just one of those deals where we'll package it up and go from there. I mean, you know, Mason can throw it. He's got a really good arm. And he kind of proved, you know, what did he throw for 218 and a half against in that second playoff game against Newman. So, you know, and he's proven that he can run the ball too. He's just a sophomore. And you know, we kind of bombarded him with that, with our offense, on 3 days of reps, you know. So, you know, give him a preseason and give him an off season. And, you know, I think he could have a really good grasp of the offense. And I really like how Jake Van Etten in that Wapello game managed our offense. You know, he just kind of let the game come to him, you know, and ran what we asked him to.
Absolutely. Well, Northland football head coach Jared Collum, kind enough to join us. Lynx finished the year 9-2, second straight year they went to the state quarterfinals, and we'll see if they can do it again next year, maybe make a trip to the Dome. Coach, thanks again for joining us each and every week this year, and we'll talk to you again real soon here in a few months.
Thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for having me. Really appreciate what you guys do.
You bet. Take care.
And with that, we have one more head coach to get to, and that's East Buchanan football head coach Jerry Alden.
Indeed, Coach Alden and the Buccaneers fell to Grundy Center. We talk about that next here as the Sports Zone continues.
Delhaye Lumber has products for every home and every budget. Delhaye Lumber carries Midland Doors, which are one of the best values around. See Midland Doors today or call Delhaye Lumber at 563-922-2404 for more information. Your Midland overhead door dealer, Delhaye Lumber. Big town quality, small town service.
Leonard Muller Funeral Home and Crematory wishes all the best to the athletes and appreciates their hard work and scholastic efforts throughout the year. For personal, caring service, Leonard Muller Funeral Home and Crematory in Manchester, Edgewood, and Strawberry Point.
Care Initiatives Hospice provides care throughout Manchester and surrounding counties for those in their final stages of life. We work closely with family members and caregivers to respect the wishes and needs of our patients and their loved ones. Go to our website at careinitiatives.org for more information on how we can serve your loved one.
Just like a great coach, State Farm agents like me, Julie Smith, can help you develop a game plan for your insurance needs. Whether it's car, home, life, health, or business insurance, I can dig into the playbook and help you find the affordable coverage you need. For all your insurance needs, call on a winning team, the Julie Smith State Farm Agency in Manchester.
It's no secret that people come to Fairway in Manchester for their famous meats, but as you dash back to the counter to pick up your USDA Choice ribeyes, don't be surprised if you find yourself lingering among the delicious fruits and vegetables in the produce department. Shop Fairway in Manchester for low prices and all your grocery needs. Mace Construction of Edgewood is the area's leading ag construction company you can count on. The Mace brothers specialize in hog barns, machine sheds, framing, shops with residential, new construction, and remodels too. Give Andy or Tyler a call today at 451-6971 or 920-0999. Mace Construction. Construction you can count on.
Hi, this is Chris Henry, Service Manager of Brown Sales and Leasing in Elkader. Our goal is to make your car buying experience the best possible, and our factory-certified technicians are dedicated to you and your vehicles. Stop in and see us at Brown Sales and Leasing in Elkader, or visit us online at 4browns.com. Your hometown dealer, wherever your hometown may be.
Bi-County Disposal specializes in commercial and construction disposal needs. They have a variety of containers available from 2 to 30 cubic yards. Whatever it takes, Bi-County Disposal in Dyersville, serving Dubuque and Delaware counties.
Back into the KM State Sports Zone on this Wednesday night. John Swisher back with you as Jerry Alden, the head coach of the East Buchanan Buccaneers, joins me. We wrap up the Bucs season 9-2 as they fell to Grundy Center last Friday night on the road as a 20-6, the final as the number two team in Class A, taking down the number 18 Buccaneers in Class A, of course. And you knew it'd be a battle. You knew things would have to go all according to plan, coach, and it just didn't work out. Grundy Center, sometimes you got to tip your cap, and they did enough to get out of there with the four-point win in Grundy Center on Friday night.
Yeah, I mean, they're a tremendous football team year in, year out. I mean, there's a reason why they've been in the state final games three of the last 4 years. So we knew it was going to be a heck of a game going in. You know, they're well-coached. Has some great players, and they just kind of reload every year. And you know, but we told our guys going in, you know, we have a championship caliber team, and that's why we're in this position we're in. You know, I thought we went into the game really focused in every opportunity to win, but you know, it just didn't come work out our way on this particular Friday night.
And talk about the little things. Did penalties, did turnovers have any impact in this game?
You know, not so much. You know, not so much turnovers per se. Although we did have one early in the game on our first possession, we kind of muffed a punt and it gave them short field position to score early on us. But to our kids' credit, and that's what we've talked about all year. They've been so resilient. Of anything that negative happens, we come back right away with a positive, and we got the ball back, came right back down the field and score. To tie it up 6-6, you know, early in that game. You know, as far as penalties, you know, we had some penalties on us that we haven't had in the last, you know, 5 or 6 weeks that, you know, I think, you know, some of it's just big game atmosphere and just kind of that adrenaline rush, with our young guys. And you know, I don't think any of them, you know, cost us the ball game by any means. It's just a matter of, when you get to this point in the season and you're playing really good teams, those little things that maybe you get away with against some lesser opponents just don't don't happen in this particular game, and that's kind of the case this last week.
And all week last week, we were getting ready for the weather. You knew your team had to be ready for that. Talk about the impact that the weather had, not so much in the moment with the wind and the rain, even though it wasn't great playing conditions, but it was more the footing, and that had it rained all day in Grundy Center made it a little tough for your kids.
Well, you know, first of all, hats off to Grundy because their field crew did a tremendous job having that field ready because they had a lot of rain throughout the day over there, and you know, it's a tremendous facility. But they, you know, put some turf dry and stuff down during the day, so it was a little soggy. You know, everybody kind of thinks, and everybody was thinking, you know, last week that these pass-happy teams weren't going to be happy if it's raining because it only affects them, but... The same token, it affects the power run teams too, because you know you want those linemen to get their cleats in the ground and be able to get that push off, and there were some plays Friday night that you could tell that we were kind of slipped a little bit and didn't quite have that push that we normally had, but you know, for the most part, I don't think the weather was a huge factor in the game for either team. I mean, in the first half it wasn't raining at all. We kind of had a break, and then as the second half and toward the end of the game, it was raining pretty good. But you know, for the most part, you know, I don't think the weather dictated a whole lot of the outcome of the game.
As you talked about, tied 6-6, and they were able to get seven more points in that second quarter for a 13-6 halftime lead. They scored seven more points, and your offense not able to score anything in the second half of the game. They were able to get that 20-6 a victory for Grundy Center to move on to the semifinals this week as your team ends the season at 9-2. What another tremendous run for your program, and the tough part of this. It's all over now. You have to say goodbye to those seven seniors who meant a great deal to this program the last few years.
Oh, there's no question. I mean, that group of seniors has been a part of back-to-back playoff teams, and not just playoff teams, but deep runs. A semifinal team last year and a quarterfinal team this year. So I think, you know, in the last 2 years, we're 19-4. And that group is a core group that was a huge part of it. And, you know, every year, you know, we graduate a great group of seniors, and every year we have to find that next guy to step up. And it's tough every year to do it. You know, this year losing seven of them. But the good part about it is, you know, on both sides of the ball, we do return a lot of starters where we return nine starters on defense and eight starters on offense. So that's a good core to go into next year. But, you know, just that this group in general this year, just tremendous attitudes. I mean, couldn't be more blessed to be around a group of guys and coaches that we have that just do it the right way every day. And, you know, just going through some stats here before we got talking tonight, you know, this team led the state Class A in rushing still to today. We were in the top five in 16 different defensive and offensive stats in Class A. You know, so that's just a tremendous run for our program this year. And, you know, defensively, you know, we set some school records this year where we, you know, we didn't give up 100 yards rushing to any district opponent this year until we got into the playoffs, and then it was the second round of the playoffs before that happened. So I'm just real happy with the way our kids really stepped up this year as young as we are. And the good thing is we have a lot of kids returning next year.
And those seven seniors lead by example, and those underclassmen with all that experience returning, what great experiences for them to be a part of the last couple of years and learning from those kids who have been through it. You just can't replace that varsity experience and that leadership that shows you the right way of doing things on and off the field.
No, I mean, you can. I mean, in perfect examples is, you know, these kids, the sophomore class, a lot of these kids played as freshmen, maybe not in a starting role, but they played in some crucial plays last year as freshmen. Same way with our juniors that played as sophomores is, you know, last year, I mean, coming into this year, our biggest concern was on the defensive side of the football, and our our back six guys, especially our defensive backs and linebackers, because we graduated so much back there. You know, I think we graduated 16 interceptions amongst the kids that graduated. Mm. But, you know, this year we come back and we had 15 interceptions with the guys this year that was such a young group. And, you know, the amount of turnovers that we were able to get defensively just shows that those young kids were paying attention and learning from the upperclassmen the year before. And, you know, and it paid dividends this year. And the good thing is, you know, unlike last year where we graduated 16 interceptions, this coming back year, we return all but two of those interceptions. So, excuse me, a big difference there in what we return and what we lost. And obviously for us, you know, everything starts up front. And, you know, we have to replace two starting offensive linemen and senior Noah Walhart, who is a four-year starter for us, and Owen Reck at center, who is a three-year starter for us at center. So those are two big holes to fill up front. You know, I think we've got some guys that have been waiting in the wings, especially on the offensive line, to be able to step in and get the job done next year, because expectations are really high for our kids this coming year. Mm-hmm. We told our kids, you know, after the game, we felt like we were more of a championship team at the end of that game than we've ever been. And the expectations, you know, going forward, it's not so much a hope or a dream to make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Now it's an expectation to not only make them, but make a championship run. And that's what we've kind of built our program to be. And we think that that's kind of where we are right now.
Indeed. You read my mind. I was thinking when we first chatted, when you took over the program 8 years ago in that summer of 2014, getting ready for your first campaign of what you want to bring back to East Buchanan football. And you're at that point now, six quarterfinal appearance Friday night. The expectations, as you talked about, of making deep playoff runs, of doing things right, as we talked about on and off the field, of doing the East Buchanan Buccaneer way. And now this is what these kids need to focus on in the offseason. It gives them that momentum and what they need to set their sights, and they know what kind of work and how hard of work they need to do in the offseason to get to this level. There's no mystery about that of what they need to continue to do.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, the group of kids we got coming back, you know, for the first time in a long time, we're going to be upperclassmen dominated next year. We'll have quite a few seniors, quite a few juniors, and that'll be kind of a change of pace for us because you know, the last few years we've had a lot of underclassmen stepping up into those roles. So it'll enable some of our young guys to maybe, you know, get more reps on the JV side instead of getting thrown into the varsity competition, you know, right away. And, you know, like I said, you know, expectations, you know, we embrace it because we talked to our kids, you know, last week about, you know, the history of East Buchanan football and the proud tradition of playoffs. But, you know, when myself and my coaching staff took over this program 8 years ago, and we told our kids, we had to walk the halls to get kids to come out and play football. Mm-hmm. Because football at that time was not fun, and we'd been going through a bad spell there. And, you know, to go from that to where we are today, which is expected to be playing for championships, is just a huge difference mentally wise and attitude wise, and these kids have really bought in, and you know, my assistant coaches just do a tremendous job. You know, Coach Schaefer is, you know, there's going to be a day down the road he's going to be a head coach, because he basically is for our team running our offense, and Coach Reck, you know, is a head coach in another sport coaching the defense, and you know, those two guys, you could basically, you know, they run our team on both sides of the ball, and makes my job a lot easier to do all the little things. But you know, it'll be interesting next year, because, you know, not only for our team and what we expect, but it's a transition year. You know, you've got new districts, you've got new classifications, so you're going to see some teams in Class 1A move down to Class A, and vice versa, and 8-man teams moving up. So kind of a downer we're not playing right now, but actually it's you know, it's exciting times coming up on what's going to transpire here in Class A football, and and what we're going to see down the road here in the next few months.
No doubt. Looking forward to seeing how everything shakes out in the next few months for sure. Coach, thanks for your time all season long. Congratulations on another outstanding campaign at 9-2, finishing up in the quarterfinals. Again, as I said, for the sixth time in program history. Appreciate all your time, and best of luck in the off season. We will talk to you down the road.
Appreciate, hey, all you guys KMCH does, and covering our kids. I know the parents and kids listen on the weekly basis. And just real quick, you know, got to thank our parents for what they do. I mean, the Thursday night pregame meals and making it an extra 3 weeks with the playoffs and all the stuff that they do. And obviously our stat guys, there's so many people behind the scenes that don't get thanked that you forget about. And I'm sure I'm doing that tonight. But just a great team effort, and team isn't just the coaches and players on the field. There's a lot of people behind the scenes that do a lot of stuff for our program, and that's what makes it fun to coach at East Buchanan, just the amount of quality people that we have in the community that do so much for our program.
No doubt about it. Well said. All right, Coach, thanks for all your time. Take care.
Thank you.
You betcha. Jerry Alden, the head coach of the East Buchanan Buccaneers, here on the program as he wraps things up here tonight for our fall sports edition of the KMCH Sports Zone. We will be back in a couple of weeks, but more of the show continues after this here from KMCH Sports.
Don & Walt LLC, your independent Lennox dealer in Manchester. For residential or commercial plumbing, cooling, and heating needs and top-quality Lennox furnaces and heating units, see Don & Walt LLC in Manchester.
Citizens State Bank is your locally owned, community-minded, and customer-oriented bank here to serve you. Choose one of their 7 convenient locations in Winthrop, Monticello, Manchester, Ryan, Strawberry Point, Hopkinton, and New Vienna. Citizens State Bank, community banking with people you know. Member FDIC.
The Pizza Place on Lake Delhi. Great pizza and sandwiches. Check out Facebook for the menu, weekly specials, and the pizza of the month. Dine-in or carry-out. Food, drinks, and fun.
CMA Welding is the area's premier welding and fabrication specialist, serving Dyersville, Farley, Piasta, Epworth, and the surrounding areas. They specialize in TIG and MIG welding, custom railing, and repairs. Give them a call today.
Trivet Associates was founded in 1979 on the commitment to providing exceptional veterinary medicine to livestock and pets in eastern Iowa. Our doctors are dedicated to bringing the latest medical advances to our patients in a friendly, common sense atmosphere. Visit us anytime in Dyersville or Farley.
For fan food, not fast food, visit your after-game headquarters, Manchester Dairy Queen. It's quick, it's easy, and your family will love it. Manchester Dairy Queen.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Sports Zone here on Mix 94.7 KMCH. Josh Christensen and John Swisher here. Well, we wrapped up our high school football coverage for our area for the 2022 season. The state semifinals happening right now with 8 players. We mentioned earlier today, Waco defeated Newell Fonda 29-21. And in the other semifinal game, it is St. Mary's Remsen beating Lennox right now 36-20. That is in the fourth quarter. And then, of course, you have all the other classes later on. So Thursday, you have Class A and then Class 4A. And then on Friday, it is Class 1A and Class 5A and then Class 3A and 2A on Saturday. And, John, as we said, it's not just the football coverage, but we've got a few great local players that are doing some things at the college volleyball level as well with Coe and Cornell. As we said, Coe and Cornell in the same regional, I believe, up in Minnesota, as we said.
They are. You know that facility in Roseville, Minnesota?
Probably familiar with it, yeah.
Okay. How far would that be from your home?
From my parents' house, it's about 45, 50 minutes away.
Okay.
Yep, that's not too far outside of downtown St. Paul, Roseville.
That's where Cornell and Cole will be playing, not playing each other in the first round, but may meet later on if they can get by, as Cole will take on Wisconsin Stevens Point 5:30 tomorrow after Cornell takes on Wisconsin Whitewater at 3 o'clock. Josh alluded to one coverage area girl on that Cornell roster a freshman setter in the form of a McKenzie Curtis, as a 5'9 freshman from Starmont that we covered here for several years as Coach Gedkin and company had their playoff postseason state runs. And for the Cohawk volleyball team, we've mentioned on the sportscast the last several days with Joanna Voss, the Ryan native of West Delaware, 5'9 senior Penn player. Also Ella Kolak, who was named a all-conference selection, honorable mention. And Maddie Moss, also another honorable mention, or another all-conference player from Western Dubuque for the Cohawks. Freshman teammate Maddie Harris from Western Dubuque. And Kelsey Hansel, the freshman Penn player from Edgewood and Edco girls. So a lot of former coverage area players doing well at volleyball, and wishing them the best of luck in the postseason as that starts coming up on tomorrow night. Yep. And back to college football, Coe and Wartburg meeting at Clark Field for Senior Day for the Cohawks on Saturday at 1 o'clock, and there are a ton of coverage area former players for both of those teams, more so for Wartburg, but there's quite a handful for the Cohawks as well that will face each other on Saturday. So best of luck to them. Wartburg trying to win the conference as Coe trying to pull off the upset at home on Saturday.
Yeah, I know Alex Aitchison on that defensive line for Coe. He's one of their, I think he's their sacks leader, I believe, out of Cascade, Iowa, 6'6", junior defensive lineman. We also know that you've had Nick Casey has been the starter. I think he hasn't been the starter the last few games, but he's definitely been a starter for Coe in the past. And then I know that there's another West Delaware player on the line, Ben Ridenhour, on defense as well, out of West Delaware, a senior linebacker for the Cohawks. But yeah, no, it's amazing. And you know, Wartburg has been dominant in the American Rivers Conference for the past several seasons. They've made runs in the national tournament. Coe has been there before, and Coe 7-2 right now overall, 6-1 in the conference. This would be a big win for the Cohawks, but we'll see what happens. And it's always going to be a big matchup when it's these two. Not maybe quite as when it's Loris and Wartburg. That's a different story. But like we said too, with volleyball. Volleyball went undefeated in conference in the regular season. And then Cornell has always had some success recently within the, it seems like they're going to the national tournament every single year. So wrapping up that, and then it's tonight you have men's basketball, Coe and Cornell facing each other. And that's
always entertaining.
Yeah.
Always. You covered a few of those over the day. They get a little hostile.
A little bit.
It's cooled off over the years. Yeah, used to be a big time.
Yeah, no, I used to.
Well, of course, when they're in the Iowa Conference,
right? No, and I interviewed Kurt Menefee a couple times, and he kind of talked about him being a co-graduate, especially when it was football, when they would get ready for football. He says, we kind of beaten them so much, it's kind of getting a little boring. But he said that the guys always ask him about, well, how's your team doing? How's Co doing? So, always great. Both teams have a big time history, especially Coe, with some of the names that have been there. Kurt Menefee, one of them. Marv Levy, been there before, and Fred Jackson as well. And both of them have made visits to Coe within the last several years. But we mentioned that it's men's basketball tonight. That's our next interview with Trevor Bogey, the North Lane graduate. Won a state title with the Lynx back in 2019. Now with Cornell, who's coming off one of its best seasons in school history, made it to the NCAA tournament, and they have a team that can maybe make a run again. So they have their opener tonight, and we'll have that interview coming up next here on the Sports Zone, Mix 94.7 KMCH.
This is John from Georgian Auto in Manchester. Commitment is a key ingredient to any successful team. Our team shows that commitment every day with digital inspections, loaner cars, stress-free financing, and 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty. Committed to you and your vehicle. Georgian Auto in Manchester.
Medicare can seem complicated, but not with Wellmark. Call Randy Mahoney, a local authorized independent agent for Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, to make choosing easy. Wellmark Medicare supplement insurance plans are not affiliated with any government agency. It's Randy Mahoney Agency in Manchester.
Delhi Landing in downtown Delhi is open 7 days a week. Enjoy our homemade pizzas, wings, cold drinks, and every Saturday night serving prime rib dinners. Delhi Landing proudly supports all area athletes and coaches.
High-Tech Communications, the protection you can trust. We provide security systems, video surveillance, access control, fire alarm systems, and alarm monitoring to protect your business or home. Call us today. High-Tech Communications, setting a high standard for your technology needs. HighTechCommunications.us.
Make sure to pick up a copy of the Delaware County Factbook, brought to you by the Independence Bulletin Journal and Shopper's Reminder, available at KMCH in Manchester.
And we're back here on the Sports Zone at Mix 94.7 KMCH. And joining us right now is Northland graduate Trevor Bogey, currently with the Cornell Rams, entering his senior year. And Cornell coming off one of its best seasons, actually second best season in school history. Trevor, thanks again for joining us on the program. First off, as we said, what was that like for you to be a part of a kind of a history-making team like that, because you guys made it to the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2009. I think it was you had, let me just kind of look at the stats here from last year, but it was definitely a season to remember. 19-9 overall, 12-4 in the conference. So what was that like for you guys to kind of make history like that?
Yeah, it was a great experience. I think for the biggest thing was just showing that we could really compete with, you know, really the best teams in the country. And so now we have some good momentum rolling into this year, because last year really showed us that when we're playing our best basketball, we can beat anybody in the country. And we went down to Wash U, played a really good game, come up a little bit short, but it was definitely a great experience for us.
So what is the mindset like? I mean, is it like what you talked about, that, hey, we just showed what we could do last year, that we could play with anybody, that we can definitely do it again?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously we lost a lot of great guys in the locker room, Marcus, Cooper, but we bring also a lot of good guys back. And I think that last year was really just like a, you know, setting the foundation for this year, because last year was kind of our first year, you know, getting our system. And now this year, being our second year doing it, I think we should be able to build off of it and have an even better year. So
what would you say is different? Like you said, kind of getting to learn the system. So what was different last year, maybe compared to your first couple of years with your experience with the Rams?
I think just sticking to defensive rules, because my first year, we were playing hard on defense and, you know, just running around. But last year we really set some defensive rules. We're trying to force them down into the corner, not let them reverse it back out. So I think just having another year with that same system will be, and now we got, you know, a bunch of athletic guys, so it should be a really good system for us.
Absolutely. And for you, you're kind of one of the main guys off the bench. For you, how much of an adjustment is that? Because, you know, you were part of a starting lineup over at North Lynn with that high scoring kind of offense. So how much of an adjustment was it for you kind of being one of the main guys coming off the bench?
It was not that much of an adjustment, to be honest, because everyone has a role on the team, and my role on this team is not to go out there and score a bunch of points every night. We have a bunch of guys, Zach Engel, Jordan, Logan Sharp, that are going to handle most of the scoring, and my job is just try to be high-energy guy off the bench, play defense, get rebounds, so it's really not that big of an adjustment, so...
Like you did say, though, you did lose Cooper. Cabela was one, and I think Marcus Quirk was another one of your starters that you lost. So you lost two out of five. For you, has Coach Slava talked about, you know, does he see your role increasing, or is it kind of about what you've been doing, or what can you say about as you, because you guys are opening tonight against Cole?
Yep. Slava, he talked to me earlier, right before practice started. He said, you know, you got to come, now that those guys were gone, they were obviously really great leaders for us. So he just talked to me about, you know, stepping into more of a leadership role, trying to be more vocal on the sideline or in the game, whatever it is. But for the most part, I mean, I'm just trying to do that.
For you, how much do you embrace a role like that? Is being kind of a vocal leader always been kind of your thing, or has it been something you've grown into? Or
no, I'm definitely something. I'm still working on it to this day. Still trying to grow into it. It's definitely not something that I would say comes natural to me, but I'm trying to get better and better at it. Coaches keep telling me, you know, they have a lot of confidence in me, so I'm just trying to still grow into that role.
And you guys have Co tonight with the Bremner Cup, and I mean, you know from experience, you know, when it comes to rivalries being in Tri Rivers, but what can you say about the rivalry with Co and how much it really, you know, I'm sure it's still alive and well, and how important is that Bremner Cup to both schools?
To be honest, it's just Co just happens to be our first game of the year. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's great that it's Co, whatever. It just happens to be Co, though, to be honest. And we're just going into it just like any other game. We're just obviously trying to win. But to be honest, it's just another game. And that's how we look at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what do you like about, like you said, you guys still have 3 out of 5 starters coming back. But what do you like about guys like Logan Sharp and Jordan Magnani? Hopefully I'm saying that correctly. You also have Logan back in there. But you also mentioned some other pieces that can help. But what do you like about the starters that are coming back and some of the pieces that you have to help build around those guys?
Oh, yeah. Jordan Magnani, obviously, going to be one of the best guards in the conference this year. Logan Sharp, 6'10", huge big. When he's playing his best, there's nobody in the conference, or even, I would say, in D3 that's going to be able to guard him. He's just a great body inside to have. Zach Engel, one of the best shot creators, shot makers I've ever seen. Every day in practice, he just continues to amaze me by some of the shots he can make. We're still improving on defense, getting better, really quick, athletic guy. Jaden Meeker starting this year. He played a little bit last year, but he got so much better over the summer. Very athletic, bouncy, two guard. Can shoot it, you know. And then who else we got? Logan Christensen, obviously, he was hurt to start the year, but he's coming back. He's just one of the best high energy guys in the conference, really, just always getting rebounds, hustle, and playing defense. So, yep.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask, you know, as we get ready for basketball, you know, you had a chance to be a part of a historical season with Cornell. At the same time, your old high school won a state championship last year, beating a Grandview Christian in a close game. What was that like to be able to see that again? Since that, I think you had won it in 2019. So what was that like for? And I think you were on that team, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yep.
So what was that like to see that again? Where they won another championship, and you know, you were a part of that first one ever in school history, but being able to see those guys get another one, and then, you know, you were a part of a historical season over at Cornell at the same time.
Yeah, that was awesome, because in 2018, you know, we lost to Grandview in a kind of a heartbreaker. Mm-hmm. Lost by 3, so it was really good to see those guys, especially we made it in 2019, and then also the next 4 years, and they came up short in 2020 and 2021, so it was just really good to finally see, because I played with those seniors that won that were freshmen when I was there, so it was really good to see those guys be able to go out on a win. It was really cool.
Absolutely. And how has Coach Hilmer and his staff, I mean, how much, and even Coach Bob Hilmer too, I mean, how much did they help you prepare for this next level, would you say?
Oh, they were great. I mean, just teaching, you know, from a basketball perspective alone, just going into college with already the knowledge of, you know, defensively, where to be, because a lot of high schools, you know, they get to college and they're totally clueless on you know, what rules and stuff are on defense. So he helped me out big time there. Even from like a basketball skill standpoint, Coach Hilmer's always in the gym working with me on my shot when I was in high school. So I thank him for that a lot. And also just teaching us, you know, there's more to life than being good basketball players, great basketball players. Being trying to be as good of young men as possible. So,
absolutely. Well, once again, Northland graduate Trevor Bogey now with the Cornell Rams as they open their season tonight versus Co. Kind enough to join us on the program. Trevor, good luck this season, and maybe hopefully we'll get to talk to you sometime down the road again this season.
Yep, sounds good. Thank you.
Every good athlete recognizes the value of having a great coach. If you're buying or selling a home, make sure you team up with an experienced realtor to coach you through the process. I service the entire KMCH listening area. My office is located in Manchester, across from the hospital. Contact me, Teresa Turnus, from Keller Williams Realty, for all your real estate needs.
Ready for a new job? Stanley Black & Decker has many open positions and has increased their pay. They offer a $1,000 sign-on bonus, 401k match, employee discounts, and a competitive benefits package. Stanley Black & Decker, locations in Delhi and Manchester, offering big city benefits with small-town values.
Sight and good vision is very easy to take for granted until it is taken away. Advanced Eye Care Associates of Eastern Iowa is here to help you.
Advanced Eye Care Associates of Eastern Iowa, located at 225 West Main Street in Manchester and 1113 West 3rd Street in Vinton.
Biofield is your headquarters for all your seed, chemical, and fertilizer needs. They have professional service and quality products needed to bring the best crop to market. Biofield, providing growth opportunity for 18 locations across northern Iowa and southern Minnesota.
Farmers Savings Bank proudly supports all area athletes and their coaching staff. For all of your banking needs, visit them in Colesburg, Elkport Garber, Strawberry Point, and Arlington, or online at farmersavingsbank.com. Member FDIC.
West Bend's Home and Highway Policy provides you with one policy, one bill, one deductible, and one agent, all with no hassle and a portion of your annual premium back in cash if you don't have a claim. To find out more, contact your local West Bend agent, Eric Smith, at Insure Iowa in Manchester at 927-2791.
The Eastern Iowa Shopping News and the Dyersville Commercial recognize the hard work and dedication of all area athletes. Check out the weekly sports section in the commercial for scores and information. The Eastern Iowa Shopping News and Dyersville Commercial, supporting your communities.
Jay's Auto and Supercenter in Manchester has quality pre-owned vehicles, great financing options, a full-service department, body shop, and detail department. See their full line of vehicles online at jsautosales.net. That's Jay's Auto. Customer satisfaction is their number one priority. Jay's Auto!
Whether planning to remodel or building a new home, let S&R Construction take care of you. S&R Construction is the expert in home improvement projects, gutters, siding, garages, remodeling, new home construction, and more. Call or text Steve Petlin today at 319-361-0638 for a free quote.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone here on Mix 94.7 KMCH. Josh Christensen and John Swisher here as we about ready to wrap up our final fall edition as we get ready for the winter sports. And we've talked a little bit of college basketball, and we'll continue that with Northern Iowa men's basketball. They do have a former West Delaware graduate on the team, Derek Krogman.
The all-time leader in points for West Delaware High School boys basketball, Derek Krogman. It is hard to believe, just reminds me how old I am. Derek's been with the Panthers for 4 years now. And
has it been that long?
Yeah, technically a redshirt sophomore, but entering year number four with the COVID, 6'7" forward. And Derek Krogman, the from Manchester, of course, and WD grad, as great to see him getting time and a chance to get more playing time this year, as he's earned that the last couple years of playing behind some bigger post players. And now hopefully he will get his chance. And Coach Ben Jacobson talked about that. They scrimmaged Wisconsin about a week and a half ago, and Coach Jacobson was talked to by some UNI media, and he gave his thoughts on that about what he liked and what he saw in Coach in Derek Krogman, I should say.
Derek Krogman played pretty good the other day in the scrimmage. He and James pretty well split time in that scrimmage, and Krogs did a nice job. His impact is more at the defensive end of the floor and in rebounding both ends. But he finished the half well for us in that scrimmage. He was a part of four consecutive defensive stops. He blocked a shot. He got a deflection to get a steal. He rebounded the basketball. And he's good to the offensive glass. So you think extra possessions. Krogs is a guy that we feel like can can do that.
Indeed, and the Panthers starting out here on the season at 1-1 with their win as they beat Wartburg on Monday night, 105-49. Before that, it was an exhibition against Dubuque, 84-52. And now their first road trip as the Spiders of Richmond, in Richmond, Virginia, coming up in the Robins Center on Friday night at 6 o'clock.
I think Iowa fans are plugging their ears when they hear that. Richmond Spiders.
What year was that?
Last year.
Was it just last year? I tried to block it. Totally out of my memory. That's like Northwestern State from 06 when Alford was there and we lost on that buzzer beater in the first round of the tournament. I have nightmares about that as well. But, Richmond, the opponent for the UNI Panther men with Derek Krogman and company, and Radio Iowa's Darren Swenson caught up with Derek at Media Day about a month ago or so, and Derek had these thoughts of the expectations and the goals coming into this season.
You know, our goals are always the same every year. The first one is win the conference. And, you know, personally, whatever I can do to help us reach that goal, you know, hopefully that's playing. If not, it's going to be doing whatever I can in practice and on the sidelines.
And a new makeup of the team, a lot of fresh faces on this team, but some solid veteran leadership as well. How has the mix been in practice to this point?
It's been a good mix. Like you said, we're really young this year, a lot of new guys. As an older guy, I'm just trying to do my part, show them the way, be more vocal, be a leader. And but it's been a really fun group to be with.
Has that been a change for you, or is that something that you've kind of always taken pride in, being that leader?
Oh, that's definitely a change for me. I'm not the most vocal guy, but, you know, it's something that the coaches have asked me to do, and, you know, I'm trying to step up and do that.
As for your game itself, how are you a better basketball player than you were in March of last year?
I'm stronger. I'm jumping higher, and, I'm feeling a lot more confident running our offense.
And how long does it take to get that comfort level down with what the coaches want you to do?
Going into year four, I'm feeling really good about it, but it definitely took that first season or two to really feel comfortable.
And from a comfort standpoint, from the schematic end of things, does it take a while to get comfortable as well, just getting used to college basketball?
I mean, everybody's bigger, everybody's faster, everybody's stronger, but going against it every day definitely helps you get acclimated to it.
And as for, I know Austin's situation kind of up in the air in the post position, you and a couple other guys might fill that role down low. How is that competition, a healthy one thus far?
Oh, it's a great competition. Me, Cole, and James and Chase have all been, you know, working really hard this summer and, you know, into these early practices, and it's been a fun competition. And, you know, Cole and James especially, we've been going against each other now for 4 years, back into high school even playing together. So, it's nothing different, but it's a lot of fun pushing each other.
And how do you make that a healthy competition? Because you all want to play, you all want to be on the floor and contribute as much as you can, but you all want the team to be better. Where's that happy medium?
Yeah, you know, at the end of the day, every guy in this gym just wants to do what's best for the team, and we're willing to do that. So we're just doing whatever we can to show what we can do, and, you know, hopefully that's us on the court. But if it's not, we're still going to do whatever we can do to help this team.
And I know you mentioned your team goals. What are your individual goals for this year?
You know, just have a positive impact on this team and be the hardest worker in the gym.
Derek Krogman, 2019 graduate, West Delaware High, has his thoughts on this season for UNI men's basketball. As I talked about, at Richmond on Friday, then they'll be at number 18, Virginia. That'll be a test for the Panthers on the road in Charlottesville, Virginia, next Monday night, as that one will be on the ACC network. If you get that on any of your dish services, that ESPN Plus will be the TV provider for that Richmond contest at 6 o'clock on Friday night. Then they'll be on CBS Sports Network on the 21st of November against San Francisco in Kansas City. And it's a two-day tournament. They'll take on either Wichita State or Grand Canyon the next morning or afternoon on Tuesday, November 22nd. The Panthers and Derek Krogman return home on Saturday, November 26th at 1 o'clock against Northern Illinois, the next home game inside the McLeod Center in Cedar Falls. So our best to Derek Krogman and the UNI men's basketball team. We will keep track of him all season long and follow him. And something that I love having Josh with me, and he loves doing it as much of keeping track of the former players, something we're not always able to do just because of time and our focus on high school players right now. But that's something we will do extra and more of it this season. I look forward to that because it's great covering those kids beyond their high school days when they have ties and people want to know, want to hear from them. And that's something we will really expound on and do a lot more. And thanks to your help this winter, we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I always, when we did our banquet, I always said, you know, your career continues. And it's, and one thing that I love about doing broadcasting, whether it is TV or radio, is, you know, you see these kids grow up and accomplish so much, whether it is in state at another school or that some of them going out of state and doing something. And I've covered so many of them where they've gone out of state and won a national championship. And it's cool to see. And that, you know, one of them remembered being an athlete of the week. And I asked him, "What do you remember what your challenge was?" And he did remember So it's just, it's those kind of things. And then even if it was not just high school players, but sometimes if I could get a ball player that maybe played for the Colonels, I remember interviewing Trevor Hoffman when they came into town, and he was shared stories about how different the stadium looked and just where it was. But, you know, he had some really, really cool stories about his time in Cedar Rapids and says, yeah, no, it looks the same, but yeah, no, I remember it used to be there. And then, you know, so, but those are the kind of things that you love is being able to see them continue. Like we said with Derek, one of them, and he does have a chance to probably make an impact because of how young that team is with no AJ Green and Noah Carter transferring. So it opens up, and Austin Fife, the question marks surrounding him too.
Indeed. Where did Carter transfer to?
Missouri, I think.
Missouri, okay.
Yeah.
So that'll be a transition year for you and I. I'm in. Hopefully, Derek does some good things for Coach Jacobson and that company. Winter sports season right around the corner as the wrestling practice for the girls started last week. That's a inaugural season of all girls wrestling. And on Monday, girls basketball, boys and girls bowling practice started this coming Monday. It'll be boys basketball and boys wrestling getting started, as our first show will be 2 weeks on November 30th. We'll talk about more about that when we come back, take a break, our final break of the show, as we will take a timeout and come back and wrap it all up. And then we'll have a little over a half hour before a Hawk Talk with Kirk Ferentz and the voice of the Hawkeyes, Gary Dolphin, from the View Restaurant Encore presentation of a Hawk Talk tonight starting at 8 o'clock here from KMCH Sports.
The Manchester Press is your community newspaper. Check out the sports section for game stats and photos of area players and game highlights. The Manchester Press, serving the area for over 130 years.
Turn to the professionals at Leckie Building Service in Manchester for commercial building and remodeling, home remodeling, and new home construction. Call the experts at Leckie Building Service in Manchester, 563-927-5677.
Going above and beyond is a standard of care at Above and Beyond Home Health and Hospice Care. Their compassionate staff care deeply about the comfort of their patients. A nurse is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Above and Beyond Healthcare, the more they care, the more beautiful life becomes. Proudly serving Jones, Jackson, Johnson, Lynn, Clayton, and Delaware counties.
The Edgewood Reminder is proud to support all the area teams in athletic action and appreciates their efforts in the classroom and during sports. Check out all the sports photos in each week's issue of The Edgewood Reminder.
At DuPaco Community Credit Union, we know debt happens. A debt checkup from DuPaco ensures it's not costing you more than it should. With historic low interest rates, now is the time to bring your loans to DuPaco. Contact us at 563-927-6187 or visit dupaco.com.
Are you an athlete or physically active in your free time? Even active people can have muscle tightness and joint pain or even experience the occasional injury. Regional Medical Center physical therapy treatment and prescribed exercises can help you recover faster, reduce injury, and build strength and stability. Regional Medical Center, excellence in healthcare, close to home.
This is Cody Neighbor of F&M Bank. Our team works together to achieve the ultimate goal, exceeding clients' expectations. F&M Bank is a proud supporter of all local sports teams. F&M Bank, the right choice in Manchester, Cedar Rapids, Anamosa, and Monticello. Member FDIC.
Newhouse Construction and Concrete is proud to support all our area athletes. Give Phil a call at 927-5178 for your commercial, ag, or residential projects. Or visit newhouseconstruction.com. Newhouse Construction and Concrete turns design into reality.
Hello, this is Fred Smock from Dunlap Motors in Independence. We are proud to support local school programs. So if you are looking for a new Chevy, Buick, or certified used car or truck, or just want to stop and say hi, stop in. That's Dunlap Motors in downtown Independence.
This is Dr. Tim Collier from Dental Associates of Manchester. We take pride in the environment we provide our patients with a caring attitude and unsurpassed comfort. For the kind, compassionate, and competent dental care you deserve, call us at 927-GRIN. Dental Associates of Manchester, creating healthy smiles for life.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone here on Mix 94.7 KMCH as we wrap up the fall edition, as we are done with the fall sports for our area coverage. Josh Christensen and John Swisher here, and we're about ready to turn over. We'll have a couple weeks off, but we'll turn things over to the winter sports. As John had mentioned, you have bowling, basketball, wrestling, both boys and girls. Let's not forget that. And you got the college level, too, as we talked about earlier, with several local players having some success, and possibly going into this year for basketball with even more success as well.
Indeed. November 30th, our first sports zone for the winter sports season, to cover all those, as we have bowling and wrestling, as Josh talked about, and basketball coaches every week on the show, 6 to 8. And on the nights that Fran McCaffrey's show, Hawk Talk with Fran McCaffrey, are on Wednesday nights. They have some Mondays, they have some Tuesdays, but nights are on Wednesday nights. We'll just push it back like we do Hawk Talk in the fall with Kirk Ferentz to 8 o'clock to 9:30 on those nights for Coach McCaffrey. And it will be on that first night of the 30th. We'll have 6 to 8, and then Coach McCaffrey and Gary Dolphin from Iowa City, the Hyatt Regency Hotel. He'll have his show on that first night. We'll have our first basketball broadcast coming up on November 22nd, the West Delaware Girls. Will be in action at home. It'll be a video stream broadcast and on the air, as that'll be on the 22nd of November. So that's only 2 weeks from last night. So it'll be here before we know it. Our first ever girls wrestling broadcast will be on November 28th. That's a Monday night. And then the next night will be the West Delaware boys. That girls match will be up in, meet will be up in Central Cater with Jamie and Roger. And then they'll travel the next night up to Charles City for the West Delaware boys. Be 3 days later on that first Thursday, last Thursday of last day of November, for the West Delaware wrestling team up at Charles City. So all that is to come. We'll have West Delaware bowling again for you on the video stream this year. Only two home dates. We'll decide if we can cover both of them with our other obligations and basketball on those nights. Unfortunately, they're on Tuesday and Fridays, but we'll do the best we can with that, with Bill Logan, our bowling in-house bowling expert, as we'll have all that covered for you, as always, for another year of jam-packed winter sports coverage, putting the final touches on that schedule. And it will be another busy one as we try to give you the best play-by-play coverage of high school sports in the area, as we always do. And with Josh this year, he will help us out expand that coverage this year and do more of it. So we are looking forward to that indeed. And only 2 weeks from now, we'll have 2 weeks off and then get back at it for the Sports Zone.
Absolutely. I mean, it was fun being out there, and glad you guys welcomed me to the team, and excited for what we can bring for basketball. And I've covered some bowling. It's a lot of fun. Hey, I think I get the scoring down a little bit, but that's going to be cool to hear Bill be able to call some bowling.
Will teach you some terms you probably never heard.
Probably
with bowling. You've heard some if you've covered it, but there are some terms that we even thought he made them up on the spot. But no, they're actually terms that professional bowlers and guys have bowled a lot. No, so we found that out. That was always interesting. Hawk Talk will come up in about 40 minutes from now with Gary Dolphin and Kirk Ferentz from the View Restaurant in Iowa City. That is going to wrap it up for another edition, the final fall sports edition of the KMCH Sports Zone here on Mix 94.7. For Josh Christensen, John Swisher saying, have yourselves a good and safe rest of your Wednesday night. So long, everybody.